The concept of shepherding is used all throughout Scripture. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11 says, "He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms, he will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that are with young." The imagery of a shepherd and the sheep often display the gentleness and protection and provision the shepherd provides for his sheep. His strength, his concern, his care, his guidance for the sheep, because the sheep are a defenseless animal and a dumb animal. Because of this, God put in place shepherds of his sheep, his people, that were supposed to feed them and protect them. But there were times where not only did the shepherds fail at that, the shepherds attacked the sheep themselves. Just read Ezekiel chapter 34. So what is the connection with John chapter 9? What do we learn? Well, a man healed of his blindness has been treated roughly by the religious authorities, and he's been thrown out of the synagogue. Chapter 10 opens with a scene that talks about thieves and robbers, unauthorized people who seek to destroy and harm the sheep, while the good shepherd leads out his own sheep from a bigger flock and walks them out to safety. So within the context, it seems that Jesus is delivering a pretty harsh word to the religious leaders from chapter 9. He's calling them thieves and robbers who are only interested in harming the sheep for their own selfish purposes, instead of nurturing or caring for the sheep's well-being. In a sense, he's comparing them to the priests that are railed against by God in Ezekiel chapter 34, but that Jesus is the good shepherd, the one God promises to be for his people, which is why we love Jesus. He cares for us, provides, and protects his sheep. And we, the sheep, live out this reality by listening to the voice of our good shepherd. When you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionaries in China. And also remember the Portuguese Life Word broadcast that's heard in Cape Verde.